This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 65 Biography of Dan Crenshaw, the Representative from Texas. General Information. Daniel Reed Crenshaw, commonly known as Dan Crenshaw, is a notable figure in American politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Texas's 2nd Congressional District. He was born on March 14, 1984, in Aberdeen, Scotland, to American parents, which gives him dual citizenship. Crenshaw is a Republican and has become known for his military service, his distinctive eye patch, and his outspoken political views. Early life and education. Dan Crenshaw was raised in Katy, Texas, after his family moved there when he was young. He attended Colegio Americano de Guayaquil in Ecuador for high school, where he was exposed to a diverse cultural environment. After returning to the U.S., Crenshaw enrolled at Tufts University in Massachusetts, where he studied international relations and political science, graduating in 2006. Following his undergraduate studies, Crenshaw felt a call to serve his country and joined the United States Navy. He attended Officer Candidate School in Pensacola, Florida, and was commissioned as a naval officer. His military career would later define much of his public persona. Early career. Upon commissioning, Crenshaw was designated as a SEAL, undergoing rigorous training at Basic Underwater Demolition, SEAL, Bud, S, School. He served multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, where he was involved in counterterrorism operations. His military service was marked by an incident in 2012 when he was injured by an IED, resulting in the loss of his right eye. After his injury, Crenshaw underwent extensive rehabilitation and continued to serve until his retirement from the Navy in 2016 with the rank of Lieutenant Commander. His military service earned him several commendations, including the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star with Valor. Post-military, Crenshaw briefly worked in the private sector, focusing on national security consulting. Election history. Dan Crenshaw entered the political arena in 2018, running for the U.S. House of Representatives in Texas's 2nd District. He won the Republican primary runoff against Kevin Roberts, showcasing his appeal to both conservative voters and those who admired his military service. In the general election, Crenshaw defeated Democrat Todd Lytton, securing 52.8% of the vote. His campaign was notable for his response to a Saturday Night Live skit that mocked his eye patch, where he appeared on the show to promote a message of unity and resilience, significantly boosting his public image. In 2020, Crenshaw was re-elected, defeating Elisa Cardinal with 55.6% of the vote, further solidifying his position in Congress. Political stances. Dan Crenshaw is known for his conservative stances, particularly on issues like national security, veterans affairs, and immigration. He supports a strong military and has been vocal about the need for robust defense spending to ensure America's safety. His experience in the SEALs informs his views on foreign policy, advocating for a proactive approach to counterterrorism. On domestic issues, Crenshaw has pushed for criminal justice reform, focusing on rehabilitation rather than just punishment. He has also been critical of what he perceives as excessive government spending, aligning with fiscal conservative principles. However, he has shown a willingness to work across the aisle on certain issues, like veterans' healthcare, where he co-sponsored bills with Democrats. Regarding healthcare, Crenshaw supports market-based solutions and has criticized the Affordable Care Act, advocating for reforms that would increase competition and reduce costs. On immigration, he supports border security enhancements but has also expressed support for legal immigration pathways, reflecting a nuanced view on the topic. Crenshaw's political style is often described as pragmatic yet firm, combining his military background with a commitment to conservative values while occasionally showing openness to bipartisan efforts for the betterment of his constituents and the nation. Dan Crenshaw, the representative for Texas's 2nd Congressional District, has garnered significant support for a variety of reasons, each reflecting different aspects of his political persona and policy stances. Firstly, Crenshaw's military background plays a crucial role in his appeal. Having served as a Navy SEAL and losing an eye in combat, his personal sacrifices resonate deeply with many constituents who value military service and the sacrifices made by veterans. This experience not only lends him credibility on defense and national security issues but also paints him as a patriot, which is a powerful image in a district with a strong military presence. Secondly, his policy positions align well with conservative values prevalent in his district. Crenshaw is known for his staunch support for border security, advocating for policies that enhance border control and immigration enforcement. His stance on these issues appeals to voters concerned about national sovereignty and the rule of law. Additionally, his advocacy for free market economics, lower taxes, and deregulation resonates with the business community and those who favor economic conservatism. His approach to politics also sets him apart. Crenshaw has often been seen as a bridge builder within the Republican Party, attempting to foster unity rather than division. His criticism of extreme elements within his own party, coupled with his willingness to engage in bipartisan dialogue, has earned him respect from both sides of the political spectrum. This nuanced approach to politics makes him appealing to voters who are tired of partisan gridlock and appreciate a more pragmatic, less confrontational style of governance. Moreover, Crenshaw's communication skills and media presence have significantly contributed to his popularity. He is articulate, often appearing on various media platforms where he discusses policy with clarity and conviction. His ability to explain complex issues in an accessible manner helps demystify politics for the average voter, making him relatable and trustworthy. His viral moments, like his response to a Saturday Night Live skit about him, showcased his ability to handle criticism with humor and grace, further endearing him to the public. Lastly, his commitment to veterans' issues cannot be overstated. As a veteran himself, Crenshaw has been a vocal advocate for improving veterans' healthcare, mental health services, and benefits. His efforts in this area not only help those who have served but also resonate with families and communities that have a strong military connection, reinforcing his image as a representative who truly understands and fights for the needs of his constituents. In summary, Dan Crenshaw's support stems from his military service, alignment with conservative values, his bridge-building political style, effective communication, and dedication to veterans' issues. These elements combine to create a compelling case for why many in Texas's 2nd District and beyond see him as a strong, principled leader. Dan Crenshaw, the representative for Texas's 2nd Congressional District, has garnered a significant amount of opposition for various reasons, rooted in both his political stances and personal demeanor. One of the primary reasons people do not support Crenshaw is his perceived alignment with establishment politics. Many constituents and political observers view him as part of the GOP establishment, which often prioritizes party loyalty over constituent needs or broader national interests. This perception is fueled by his support for certain policies and figures within the Republican Party that are seen as out of touch with the grassroots movements advocating for change. His endorsement of establishment candidates and his criticism of more populist figures within his own party have alienated those who feel the political system needs a drastic overhaul. Another point of contention is Crenshaw's stance on foreign policy, particularly his hawkish views. His military background and his advocacy for a strong military presence abroad have led to criticism from those who favor a more isolationist or non-interventionist approach. Opponents argue that his policies could lead to unnecessary military engagements, potentially costing American lives and resources without clear benefits to national security or economic stability. This has created a divide, especially among voters who are wary of prolonged military involvement overseas. Crenshaw's approach to domestic issues also draws criticism. His positions on healthcare, education, and economic policies often align with conservative ideologies that advocate for less government intervention, which many see as detrimental to social welfare programs. Critics argue that his support for policies like tax cuts for the wealthy and reductions in social services does not address the pressing needs of his district, which includes areas with significant economic disparities. His reluctance to support initiatives aimed at reducing income inequality or enhancing public services has led to accusations of being out of touch with the everyday struggles of his constituents. Moreover, Crenshaw's public persona and communication style have not always resonated well with all voters. While some admire his directness and his military service, others find his approach abrasive or dismissive, particularly when engaging with critics or discussing sensitive issues. His comments on social media and in public forums have occasionally sparked controversy, leading to perceptions of him as divisive rather than unifying. This has particularly affected his support among younger voters and those who value a more conciliatory political discourse. Lastly, there's a segment of the electorate that feels Crenshaw's legislative record does not reflect the urgent needs of his district. Despite his efforts in areas like veterans affairs, critics point out that broader issues like infrastructure, environmental concerns, and economic development in less affluent parts of his district are not adequately addressed. This has led to a feeling among some voters that their representative is more focused on national or party politics rather than local governance and improvement. In summary, opposition to Dan Crenshaw stems from a mix of policy disagreements, his perceived alignment with establishment politics, his foreign policy views, his public demeanor, and concerns over his focus on local versus national issues. These factors contribute to a complex landscape of political support and opposition within his district and beyond. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.